call the Township of McKeller special meeting of council on March 1st, 2024 to discuss budget to order. Start with roll call.
Counselor Morley Hoskam.
Counselor Nick Ryland.
Greg Gossett.
Treasurer Roshan Campion.
Counselor W.C. Watt.
Counselor Mike Heckinen.
Ida Watkinson, Clerk Administrator.
Deputy Clerk Carly Brighton.
And Mayor David Moore. Are there any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none, we have Resolution 24-104, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. It resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKeller does hereby approve the agenda for this special meeting of Council as presented. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-105, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Hoskam. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKeller does hereby move into committee. No, that's way too early. I want a couple other things first.
Yeah.
We have the respect and acknowledgement declaration in the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation. We wish to acknowledge that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here, and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit, and work towards truth and reconciliation. Resolution 24-105, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Hoskam. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKeller is hereby moved into Committee of the Whole at 2:09 p.m. for staff to present the draft 2024 budget to Council. Any discussion? Call a question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, I was hoping now. I'm not sure what Carly has been able to produce for us as far as a PowerPoint and each page put up.
I can share screen, like with the presentation, but no one's currently on Zoom, so I can leave it as is.
Yeah, leave it as is.
If somebody comes up, then I'll share screen and move from line to line.
Okay, excellent. Appreciate that. And just as a preface to all of this, too, and Roshan, you'll be front and center here throughout the meeting, I just want to thank you for the incredible job you've done for the actual preparation. I mean, it is very detailed and easy to follow, and I get the feeling almost that you don't want too many budget meetings. So, one and done sort of thing. So, but I'm sure there are comments throughout, and people I see have marked up the sheets, so we'll have comments. But I think probably the best way is for you to go through it page by page, and I notice the pages are numbered for the most part, depending on the section that we look at. And if there's anything that stands out here that you want to tell us about, you don't have to go through all of the preamble and that, but if you want to explain how you use the asset management plan, et cetera, that's fine. And we'll just put it into your court. So.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Mayor and the Council. The report is a very comprehensive report, and based on the try to cover all the factors which is affecting the economy, current economy, as well as our budget. I talked about the consumer price index, and you know, the inflation is much of the topic last year and the year before. And the thank God with the Bank of Canada increasing the interest rate, inflation came down. And as of October 2023, the consumer price index is 3.3, and as of January this year is 2.9. So it's going down. And I'm hoping that, you know, by the summer, it will be around 2%, and that's where the Bank of Canada's target is. And on the other hand, the interest rate, which is currently really good, we are earning 5.4% on our saving, and the Bank of Canada's interest rate is 5%, which is on a vice versa, it will be a decline as we go through the, you know, the our year. So maybe in the later part of the year, interest rate will be, you know, around 4% or less than that. But all depends on the consumer price index. The other factor which I mentioned in my report is the demand and supply. That's one of the factors which is affecting our budget too, because there's a lot of demand, but there's not much supply because of the raw material and the components which needs it to, or produced by the most of the company to for various machinery or other equipments. We not getting on time, it's taking a lot of time, so it's affecting overall the demand and supply. And that's also affecting, I can give you the two examples from last year, like, you know, the windows we ordered for the Hemlock Church. We ordered back in, I think, in March, but we end up getting in around September, I think. Same thing with the truck. For last year, when we ordered the truck for the public works back in January, but we got it around September, I think. So, you know, it's taking a lot of time to get a lot of equipment and material, which affects our budget too, because we have to consider how long it will take and what will be the cost at that time. So those are the factors we need to consider.
So you can't, I don't want to interrupt your flow here, but you can't lock in a price? I mean, not knowing what the price will be 3 or 4 months from now?
You can, depends on the product, you can. But then obviously the delivery point of time, it's not sure. Again, even though it's great from the COVID time, but it's still, we are feeling the repercussion of those things, and so the delivery time is not confirmed, and it's taking longer to get delivered by the individual companies. Then we talked about the assessment. There's a growth last year, almost 1.98%, and because of that growth, we're getting extra revenue, almost 76,000, which is good, because if we even don't change the tax rate, still we are going to get the 76,000. If we keep the same rate from last year, still we are going to get 7,000 extra revenue, because there was a growth, and that growth happened because of the people build the DAX, extra shed or extra room, or because of that, there's, you know, the assessment change, and we are going to get the extra revenue, and that's what the 76,000 about it.
And the 76,000 is very useful, because that equates to approximately 2% of tax revenue.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. So that's the other factor. We have to look into that, and I incorporate it in our budget. And then there's a socioeconomic and indicator population. As you know, we, by 2021, we had the population 1419, which was increased from 2016. And because now we have more people, we have to look after our roads and the other infrastructure compared to the people when we had it in 2016. So we need more revenue, we need to more put in the assets to you know, give them services what they require. Asset management plan, we already had the asset management plan for our core assets, which we did in 2021. And according to that, we have to follow that core asset management, specifically because we have infrastructure, linear infrastructure, which means we have roads and bridges and the there's a couple of other things which we have, and that's why we need to look at the asset management policy before we make any capital budget. Also this year, by July 1st, 2024, we have to do the asset management plan for all our assets, which include the non-core assets, which is like, you know, vehicles, buildings, computer, equipment, all those kinds of assets. We need to do an asset management plan by July 1st, 2024.
And that's where I'm a bit confused, because we had one done in 2016, I think, which was just as you described. It covered vehicles, buildings, everything. And then there was another one done, was it 2021?
Yeah.
And it left out some of those other areas. So now now we have to do a third one.
Yeah.
And we can't use what we've already got. I mean, to make
we
it.
We can, but that's 2016 one, right? After that.
But it went into the mid 2020s, the 2016
yeah.
one.
Right.
It went for about 10 years, I think.
Yeah, it did. But then, you know, now they want the because of the new policy, they want to do it, you know, by July 1st, 2024.
I know what they're asking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just confusing to me because I think we're ahead of some municipalities that haven't really jumped into this. And we've got two done, and now we have to do a third, and they're not cheap. And that's what I wondered. And a lot of the information comes from Greg anyway. I mean, as far as the age of the vehicles and lifespan, and they put in a lot of extra information from the province and from their industry and that sort of thing. But I'm just wondering how expensive we're looking at to do another asset management. And is it really necessary? I know what your grants rely on that and that you need one in place, but I just don't know why we can't use some of the information we've got. And if those estimates were accurate, you know, moving ahead, then they should be still used for the years which they indicate, unless things have changed dramatically. But Councilor Techen.
Very unfortunate oversight that when the asset management plan 2021 was prepared, that it wasn't insisted that it include all categories of assets, because then we wouldn't be in the predicament where we have to complete another one by that's legislated that we have to have one done by July 1st, 2024. The one hope is that when we put the RFP out, that the proponent who created the 2021 plan is one of the you know, submits an RFP and is able to use the majority of the information that they and information data that was used to prepare the 2021 plan for those core assets is already done, and hopefully it will be a little less expensive for the municipality if all they add on to it is facilities and fleet.
Councilor Ryan.
How much did we pay for the last asset management plan? Do you know?
Around 24,000, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I budgeted 25,000. I'm not sure that how much it would be the cost, but that's what I budgeted.
Mm.
So
I agree with you, though, Mike. If they submitted RFP, presumably they would simply update their projections, right, and then follow the same pattern, at least for Burnside's anyhow, right? But
you would hope that you know they've already done the majority of the footwork, you know, so
yeah.
Just add the fleet and facilities would be, and they already have the template on how they set these up. So that would,
that would just be new assets or assets that we've gotten rid of, right, that they'd have to adjust for. So
or the previous company that did it in 2016 submits, and they use their template and their information and just
sure.
Put in new data and stats.
Yeah, that's key. I mean, we can't presuppose who's going to submit
no.
And
no.
and what they would use, but it would be useful information.
Who
I'm not sure if one company uses what another company has produced. Probably not. They'll want to create their own.
Who did the 2016 one? Do you know? Who did the 2016 asset management plan?
Something Solutions.
Yeah. Municipal Solutions or something.
Okay.
But it does say, even in the most recent one, that they review previous
okay.
asset management plans, the roads need study, and
well, that's good then.
Yeah. Infrastructure Solutions did the one
okay.
in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, with that, because there's a tight timeline, and you know, by July 1st, 2024, it needs to be done. If council agrees, then you know we can put the RFP and. Because we don't have much time.
Mm.
I'm just wondering with that, and I know I've seen the, what is out there too, other townships and what shape they're in, because I think, to be honest, I think we are ahead of the game of what the government's looking for. I see nothing wrong with, you know, meeting all the deadlines, et cetera, but is that deadline going to be extended? To accommodate other municipalities that don't have what we have already? Councilor Kirkman?
I think all the deadlines were previously extended from what was previously set as the deadline for the core infrastructure or core infrastructure assets, so it's already being extended. So this is, I think, fair what they're requesting for 2024.
I think the Councillor Keckman, the previous deadline was extended due to the COVID, because July 2021 or 2022 was the pretty much COVID time, and that's why it was extended. So I'm not sure it will be extended now.
Do we have to have the budget passed before we put out the RFP?
No, I think with the RFPs, we put them up, that helps us actually establish the budget.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think it's something we want to consider doing very soon, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Those asset management plans would be public records now, right? So, I mean, if somebody bidding on the RFP wanted to know what the previous one said, they could go get them?
They're on our website.
Yeah? Okay. Because that would help, right? Especially one from 2021. Let's face it, that's only a couple of years old. So, whether or not they believe in it, I guess, is the debate. But
they would review the prior numbers.
Yeah, I mean, just as a benchmark, though, to make sure that you got the bases covered. What did the previous guy say? And what did it look like? How was it organized? That kind of thing. That would certainly be a big help, I would think. But I'm not them. So, anyway, okay.
So the next one is the asphalt cement price index, which is basically telling the how much asphalt cement per ton required for road construction. And if you look at the table, it will tell you that it's been reduced by per ton. And back in 2023, it was 1,182, and now it's under 1,017. So obviously the prices are going down, and it might change our cost going forward, but then that's the current rate now.
Now, would this be across the board that all suppliers go by this, or are they?
I think that's, I took it from their website, the Asphalt Cement Association. So I'm guessing they must be, taking the construction of these prices, and they must be charging those prices.
Yeah, I just want to get a great one, know better with when the tenders come in. Do they quote this?
No.
So much per unit or something?
It'll be by the ton.
Yeah.
So that's the emulsion they use in the actual.
Right.
And that's what this figures. So this time, that's why January is on here. In January, they generally want to have an idea what the province is going to use for oil this year, and then that sets the price. So then they go down to Venezuela, pick up the oil, bring it back, bring it back, and then that sets the price for the year. Usually for the year, it wiggles a little bit, but it's usually January's price is pretty well, it's going to tell us what it is for the year.
So would that be reflected on how detailed does our RFP go when you actually look at it? Does it get this?
It doesn't go that far at all, no. It reflects in the price.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you put those out for the asphalt.
Yeah.
And they're due
March 21st.
March 21st. Okay. So I guess we'll know then whether or not they've actually reduced
some of the figures. Compared to last year, because last year for that same job for asphalt,
right,
I did get a quote last year for that job, and we'll see.
Yeah.
To see where things are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you compare with the 2021 prices, specifically like let's say January 2021, the price was $617.25.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's thousands of huge difference. So
almost double.
Yeah.
Would have been nice to, if we had known, what I mean? Yeah. Like you just never know these things back then, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
So after considering all the factors, I'm asking the levy to be increased by 6.323, which is overall the impact on our tax bill is 3.38% if you include the education. And if you look at our neighboring municipalities' first draft budget, the Township of Whitestone is in first draft, they were talking about to raise the levy by 8.2%, Municipality of McDougall 6.33%, Seguin Township 6.397%, and Township of Muskoka Lake 14.3%. And that Township of Muskoka Lake is approved budget. They already approved it at 14.3%.
Now, does that have the education within it?
Since I'm just comparing with the municipal levy, I'm not talking
right.
about the education,
so
because education overall will be same. The interest,
right.
the tax, the education rate will be same, doesn't matter which municipality.
Right.
So even your interest levy rate is higher, and when you included the education, the overall net effect will be lower. But if you compare with our levy
right.
tax rate and their levy rate, still there. There will be higher than us.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I wondered about the actual dates and whether these are preliminary figures from, you mentioned Muskoka Lakes is approved, but the others are.
Others are preliminary. Those were from the first draft they have presented
right.
to the council. So obviously it might change at later stages, but then so far, if I compare my first draft with the other municipality, that's
right.
what the number is.
Good. Councilor Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, back up on the budget summary that you had, I mean, there's $58,000 in here from the Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center. I mean, it's not much money. I'm just curious, how would we have revenue from that?
So, basically, I have talked about that, you know, the after,
okay.
we have been lately discussing about the Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center and how to pay off the payment up. To the Infrastructure Ontario, and I figure out that, you know, the after talking to the our auditor, that we can use our parkland fund
yeah.
to
okay.
Pay off.
Okay, I understand now. You
yeah.
did mention I just didn't connect it with that line.
Yeah.
That's all. Okay.
And talking about that, is that the only amount that's going to be requested this year from the Pool and Recreation? I thought there was some discussion that all municipalities were required to provide a bridge financing for.
I'm not aware of any communication from them that talking about the more funding. So far, I'm not sure. If there is any, then I'm not sure.
Not even for capital reserves. And there's capital reserves, and then there's operating costs that I know we have. Well, I don't imagine we have to pay any portion of operating costs yet, but I mean capital reserves, not then either. So
I haven't received any
okay.
communications.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe.
There was a notice that came out that they were looking at changing the agreement,
yeah.
In order to allow for the bridge financing.
Okay.
I've not included it. Anything that's been coming in from the pool, because we're not
yeah.
technically, it's all just going into a file and not addressing it until I receive direction otherwise from council. It just goes into the file for information. But yes, it did. And I did advise Clayton Harris not to expect that McKellar would be signing an agreement, update to the agreement anytime soon. They conveniently set that up, the agreement, to go through on a two-thirds. So it's going to go through anyway.
So the bridge financing that McKellar would be required to pay, I believe, was $850,000?
Oh.
Hmm.
We've got no notice of that, Mike.
No.
We've got no notice of that.
We did receive a notice where they were calling for the third installment, and I also notified Clayton and said, you got all of our money.
Yeah.
When we paid the second installment, shortly mm. afterwards we paid the third, there's no more coins in the bucket.
Mm.
It's done.
And I think our motion that we sent to them clearly said that
yes.
we wanted out of this deal, and it was their decision not to allow us out, but that doesn't.
Yeah, so there's nothing reflected in the
yeah.
budget for the pool.
No.
Okay.
So the operating revenue, I've been after raising the levy by 6.38, the operating revenue collected will be $5,619,884.47. It's on page 13. And the other revenue sections, which I talked about in my report, is that Ontario Municipal Partnership Fund is increased by $8,100. Administrative revenue is increased by 308, of course, 279,880, and it's because of the that interest we are going to earn on our saving. I changed it from 32,000 to 150,000, and because last year we earned almost 184,000, that's why I changed it to the. And I'm hoping that, you know, it will change, the interest rate will change, but obviously the way it's going, it might not change before maybe May or June, so we'll be still making a lot of money on our savings, so that's why I changed that.
Our borrowings, the debenture that we borrowed for the pool, is that a fixed rate of interest, so it
yeah,
doesn't float
fixed,
fixed for the whole term of the
yeah,
loan?
Yeah.
Perfect. Good.
Yeah.
Good news. Thank you.
And speaking of debentures, what
yeah.
about the fire truck? What happened to that? Was that, wasn't there a debenture taken out on that one too for the new truck?
Mm-hmm. That was in January 2021 or December 2020. We're still paying it because it was taken for 5 years.
Right.
And
but it's a fixed rate too?
It's a fixed rate too, yeah.
And that would be a very low rate, I would
it
think,
was
at that
very
time.
Low. I think it was 1.25.
Yeah. That's my recollection
yeah.
too, is that it was extremely low.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it was beneficial to us. We could borrow and invest it, not that we did. But well, the money we borrowed from the pool, we expected to make net income in the first 3 years.
Well, that was
right.
a shocker that they just
yeah.
came right out and
I
said,
know.
We want it.
Yeah, well, I understand why they want it, but for the same reason we don't want to give it to them. So,
yeah. But I don't think that it said that in the agreement.
Yeah.
It didn't say it's going to be paid
no.
up front.
Doesn't
so.
Matter what the agreement says,
no.
obviously.
Yeah, but that's my memory. Somewhere around one something percent
yeah,
anyhow, so that's nothing. So.
Yeah, in the current scenario, it's nothing.
But as we were talking to Benjamin, I know it's throwing off again the flow, but it might come up with some Greg's comments shortly. This is a good time or not a good time to debenture to for projects?
It's not a good time.
No.
No.
Okay.
Maybe in 2 years.
Okay, Greg.
Because of high interest
yeah,
rates?
Interest
okay.
Rate. Yeah, we can postpone, but it would have been nice to get on things because. Let's face it, our roads can't, if we get another winter like this, it's so hard on the roads, this thawing and, you know,
yeah.
as you can see, look at the Herdville Road, Center Road, how much they just pulverized in the last couple months. It's disgusting. So asphalt is the way to go. But in order to put lay a lot of asphalt, we got to have a lot of money.
Mm.
You know, it's double the price of surface treatment. And probably three times the life expectancy.
Hmm.
So we should start investing in asphalt, especially for our main road. We can still get away with, you know, like balsam and stuff like that and up into Broadbent, as long as we micro seal and keep on top. But up to that center, even up to the Blackwater turn, Herdville Road and Center Road, we really should think about investing. So it's up. I know it's the wrong time. I realize that. It would be nice, but you just got to roll with the punches.
Yeah.
So if we get Center Road done this year, that's a bonus. You know, like that section, that 3 kilometer section. If we can get that done this year and then go to Herdville Road next year, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so much money to go around. To, like Roshan says, to borrow right now really doesn't make sense. It'd be nice, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Now, what you budgeted in here this year, is that about one-third of Center Road? That would be need to be done, approximately?
I think it's the overall budget is 600,000, but we have grant money to cover 50-60%.
Yeah. Remember that.
Yeah, so we're only have to put up $300,000 of a $600,000 job,
right?
Which is really nice.
And that's I guess it goes back to my question, that will be approximately 1/3 of Center Road asphalted then?
Yeah, to Lee's Road.
At a cost of,
okay.
Normally without that money coming in, be 600,000 for 1/3 of the
That's
Center.
That's right.
Just, I'm kind of thinking long term too, because then we need Herdville done, which is pretty much close to the same length again. So you're talking the 600,000, we'll have to do that for 5 or 6 years in a
That's
row.
That's the plan, yeah.
Kind of thing, but maybe we'll get lucky and either interest rates come down, or if we start applying for grants. I don't know if there's going to be any grants in the future for road projects. Is that, have you heard, Roseanne, if there's any such thing for road projects, grants?
Well, we're working on one now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
For Port Center.
For the for Center Road to into the camp.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that would be the only benefit of not financing, just going ahead. Would be, well, that eliminates any possibility of grant money. So we're, I can see dragging our feet for a year and see where the interest rates are and do what is being suggested. But I think, in our minds, we got, I think the roads, especially Herdville Road, people are going to start going ballistic.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just falling right apart.
Yeah. The roads can't stand this kind of weather.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they can't. There's not much you can do, but besides put asphalt down.
Yeah.
So, Greg, if you put asphalt and you have this kind of a winter again, will it not affect it? Like
no,
it
not like this. It's that top inch and a half that melts.
Okay.
And that's so hard on high flow. That's your top. What
okay.
you that little bit of mud you see in your driveway, well, that's exactly what's underneath the high flow. So when it turns muddy in your driveway, that's what's underneath that high flow. And it can't handle this being flexible.
Yeah.
And then the cars
up
are blowing.
And down over there.
Yeah. Where you got asphalt that's 2 inches thick and it just holds together. If it does go to whack, it's not a big deal. I mean, yes, we still have to pay attention to the base, but most of our roads are now, like our main roads are in, yes, the next step is asphalt.
So Center Road, this has the base, or you have to
do? We'll have to do
it?
Some
yeah.
base work, yeah. That section after that, Center Road is, so going forward, most of it's ready to go. Mm-hmm. It's almost, so from Lee's Road, for instance, the way I did it before with the high flow, from Lee's Road to Stewart's Park, it's going to be grime, apply a little bit of gravel, and asphalt. That's all. Because all the culverts have been done. All the, you know, and all the base work's been done. There's going to be a couple of little culverts here and there. It's going to be much cheaper going ahead to apply asphalt than it is. Because the roads are ready. Yeah.
Roshana, does Infrastructure Ontario set rates, like independent of like the Bank of Canada, or at least, you know, I know that Bank of Canada doesn't set the rates for Infrastructure Ontario, but do they change periodically, like outside of that framework, or do they, like, have they been fixed for the last year, the interest rates they would charge on a debenture?
It changes, but then obviously whatever the duration of that debenture is, it will be fixed, and there's other options
okay.
too. But then
so you have to apply for a debenture, and then they tell you the rate.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have a posted rate or
no.
anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's understandable.
Yeah.
But.
So the section of Center Road that you're talking about, where does that run from?
So Crawford's, so his new place, Jim Crawford's new place, yeah, to the dump, the Lee's Road. Yeah. That's in the grant, for the grant.
Yeah, I know, but then when I was looking at the map, I couldn't find that Jim Crawford.
No, I'd have to give you a 911 number.
Oh, okay.
That's Jim Jr., right?
Yeah.
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 So,
so from the asphalt end of Middle River asphalt, where it ends there, to Lee's Road. If you've been there, you probably haven't been there, have you?
No, never.
You know McKellar, when you turn down Center Road, it goes beyond.
I
so that's the grant that we put in 2 years ago. Is that the one where we're getting a
portion every year?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was up to 342, and then plus another.
Plus 90,000 we are getting this year, 92.
Okay.
So roughly around 400,000 we will get it, and then we will apply against this Center Road.
Okay, so that's set. That can't be changed. Like that's
no.
The,
no.
That's
so that's
grant.
A given.
Okay.
We're getting that 400,000.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just that when you drive you know, from Broadbent, from the Four Corners, Herdville, and Center Road. Center Road's a dream compared to when you're driving, you know, from that junction to McDougal Road.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
okay,
it's just,
true.
It's
true.
Just anyone driving
yeah.
will say, oh my God, why are they doing work on this road when Herdville Road is, you know, in much, much worse shape. So,
it is.
You know, you can drive the speed limit here from right from the intersection of Herdville and Center Road into McKellar. There might be a few spots where there's a series of
That's what this grant's for, is that section.
Hmm.
So you can't change it.
Can't substitute a different road
for Herdville Road.
Or next year, one more year, we are going to get a grant. We can put up Herdville Road.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's supposed to be five years. This is the fourth year. Next year is fifth year.
So next year.
So, but that will be around 100,000 estimate amount of the grant. So we can use for that 100,000 for the Herdville. We don't have any other.
Or the second half of Center Road.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree with what Mike's saying, but Center Road was supposed to be done, or Herdville Road was supposed to have been done when the basically the bridge was in my mind to do. And the bridge kind of took that away from us.
In homes,
yeah. So that kind of threw it, and then Center Road started to go deteriorate. We patched up Herdville Road. Now, Herdville Road has started to deteriorate. This is the whole idea of debenture one time. That's just to get us caught up. You know, do the $600,000 job on Herdville Road, do Center Road, and the Herdville one was all the way to the fire hall too, so that would have took that hole all the way from Four Winds right through to the fire hall.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
So what do you think it cost to do Herdville?
607, something like that, yeah. 600,000?
600,000? Yeah. No, Herdville. 607,000. That would cover all the way from Four Corners through to downtown Herdville.
No, to the
fire hall. Yeah,
and then the next year, Center Road, that one, and then the following year. So next year, if we did debenture this year, next year we would do from Center Road back to the fire hall. As close to that as we can. That's a bad spot. No,
the bad start starts right when you're turning off of McDougal Road right onto Herdville Road.
Yeah.
It's almost noticeable. You're driving on there like the other day when we had, you know, when we had the rain, it turned to snow, and I think you guys, the road crew, were out trying to wet patch that day, and it was like night and day, you know, going from the one road, and it was a valiant effort, but, and then to drive, you know, that stretch and then compare it to Center Road, the entire Center Road, you know, none of Center Road is as bad as what Herdville, you know, seems to be, so... Is it can just certain small? It's only on Center Road. Driving the speed limit, it was noticeable. There was just maybe three spots where there are a few potholes on the side. It wasn't as bad as you would think. That oh my God, this road needs to be completely.
Can we not ask them if we could swap it over to another
we
road?
We can.
Let's do that and just see.
And is there any possibility, because when you look at the roads needs study and it talks about, you know, how the surface treatment separates and it gives different examples of why it's separating, and it doesn't seem too bad, is it possible to put the micro seal on any of these sections of road because they are holding pretty good? There might be a few sort of dips and...
Well, so you know down the side of Jack McDonald's, that flat... So this year, here's an example. We're going to do that this year.
Okay.
So when we go to micro seal Broadbent, it'll actually start on that straight stretch all the way around. So that'll tell us, can we just go ahead and micro seal over top of some bad spots and then all the way into Broadbent. So that's where it's going to start.
Because that's a great test run to see
yes.
how it works out, because right from Herdville Center Road Junction, right to Stewart Park Bridge, we could micro seal that if this held up well, and then it's saving quite a bit of
cool batch.
And then there might be
cold
other sections from stuff. It might be other sections from Stewart Park Bridge to Lee's Road that are pretty decent that if you could just hit it with micro seal.
Yeah, well, that section, I think it was like 5 years out before it gets touched. That the easy section, remember I was just saying, we're pulverized and gravel and asphalt. That'll be one of the last sections that gets done. Is a nice section between Lee's Road and Stewart's Park. So, yeah, I got planned to try the micro on some of the bad stuff, see if it will heal it up.
That would be a really good test run just to see how it
will. And we'll see if we can swap the grant, like such areas.
Yeah.
We'll see if they'll allow us.
No, I think what Councillor Kekkonen is saying.
Oh, we need
as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You need what?
It's in the plan that you gave us. For broadband. The micro seal, but it's 2025, so you're suggesting it be done sooner.
No,
as a test.
2024, it's
no,
in
no,
the
I'm
budget.
Saying right here.
Yeah,
when is
yeah.
That?
That's that
what he gave us. So.
Is it in here?
Yeah.
It's in this year's budget, I believe.
Last year's version.
Because
year's
you're looking
at
the asset management
right.
plan, it has.
Or maybe 2 years ago, I don't remember.
So if you look at the 10-year plan I gave in October.
Right.
That's where we talked about that, you know, the asset management plan and the way director of operation wants. So if you look at that, in 2024, he was saying that Center Road and Hardwell Road need to be done.
Yeah, and it's
right.
in the asset management plan as well in 2021 that Hardwell and Center Road for 2024.
Yeah.
So if, you know, it's already documented in the asset management plan and the infrastructure funding authority, if they can see that they're both in the asset management plan, but it's come, you know, just due to the weather conditions and what's, you know, how things have gone here with the weather, that Hardwell is now, should be the priority, just based
or at
on
least
the conditions.
Sections of Hardwell.
Sections,
yeah.
Of, for sure,
yeah.
From,
yeah.
From, four, or from the turnoff onto McDougal Road once you go
yep.
through Donnelly
yep.
Lane, and that whole stretch from right up until
Burnett Road.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then hit and miss from there out, and you might as well, like I said, we might as well go all the way to the fire hall, get it done, if we can.
Sure.
You know, like,
there is a really bad spot, though, too. It's not right up to Broadbent Road, but maybe a half a kilometer from
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
There's that where it goes over the hill, and there's big lumps in the road. That's really awful too. But it's not a long piece; it's just a bad piece. So,
yeah, I'm just trying to coordinate what's in our budget and what was presented to us that Greg gave us a while back, and his plan up to 2028. Now maybe this was just sort of a general.
Well, like everything always changes, like the Balsam Road. You know, the whole idea of Balsam Road, we could shorten it up to 158, and then do broad that way we can get broadband.
Well, I just noticed in there that you had the micro seal for broadband in 2025.
Yes.
And Councillor Kekkonen was talking about doing it now.
No, here.
As a sample, see how it's
going to
yeah, I believe, but you put it in the budget for this year, right? The broadband and balsam?
Yeah.
Shorten up the balsam and then use that over. And you know, so it was 5 kilometers for balsam. Now we'll shorten that up and use it over in broadband. That way we can get those main roads, like we can wait another year for balsam.
Yeah.
Like the far end. So.
It's not that
it's
bad.
It's good.
It's not bad. That's
it's
what
really
I was
good.
Gonna say. It's not bad.
But I wanna seal up the first section, same as both. They're getting their age now where they need to be sealed up. Before we start losing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we're gonna do that, we really need to compare what's on, what Marchand has on page 23 to the list that we were just talking about, this one, right, that, that they gave us, right?
Yeah, I don't mind, that's just a kind of a template,
yeah,
and I don't mind switching things around.
Yeah.
So, a copy of the 10-year capital we discussed in October,
yeah,
it's here,
okay,
on the package,
okay,
so you can look at that one too. The
what page is that, sorry?
It's, you know, the, after the... RJ Burnside asset management plan,
okay,
it's page number 42, and after that, yeah, that's the one.
Okay, yeah, I see it. Okay, thank you. Okay.
You know, I was hoping Roshan would have better, you know, better views about the interest rates for debentures, but.
Well, if the council agrees, then I can go for the debenture. It's, you know, it depends, you know, what kind of services council would like to provide to their ratepayers, right? If there's something urgent and emergency, we can definitely look at that option too.
Well, I'm thinking even as we leave today, it's the sort of thing where you could make some adjustments, like a red
yeah.
line, and then see what it would do to the budget,
right,
if that was done.
Yeah.
My recollection of a discussion, maybe last year, maybe before, was we were talking about how McDougall borrowed money via debenture to do their roads. And I recall Morley speaking about this the most,
mm-hmm.
and that was an eye-opener for me. My recollection, whether it's accurate or not, was that that then qualified them for grants because of their debt load, and therefore their portion that their local taxpayers had to pay for actually reduced once they received a grant for the debt they had incurred to build those roads. Something like that anyway, Morley, I don't know if you recall.
Yeah,
but
well, some of that I recall,
yeah,
but I don't know about
yeah.
the...
That's usually the case if the Ontario government does have grants available, but it doesn't seem like
no,
we got a fantastic grant on Burnett's Road, where we got $1 million from the provincial. We paid 10%, province paid 90%. So are there any of those kind of grants available nowadays?
I don't think there's going to be
grants anymore.
No, so... In a case like that, yes, that would be a ideal situation. And with the lack of grants that are being handed out, then it's unfortunate. It
yeah.
probably doesn't work out that way.
Well, we're working on another one. So here's another scenario. If this
yeah.
one works out,
big F.
Big F. If council decided this year, right now, or this spring, that we decided we wanted to do Herdwell Road, this may work out, this other grant, for Center Road / Camp Road. Now we get most of that bad end of Center Road done, anyways.
With the grant?
Yeah. With this next grant.
How much is this grant?
The big if.
$600,000.
Yeah. Oh, so
600,000 next year, or the total this year?
Already applied, but grant 600,000 this year. It's from the Center Road to the Camp Road, but basically the what you call that thing, the cycling.
Oh yes.
For bikes?
Yeah, they basically
want that,
but then we said, okay, we will do that, by improving our boats. So
okay.
that's why we applied.
To make it safer for biking. That was our argument. Make it safer
for
biking.
So would you have the room?
No, well, they can use the road. But to make the road safer for bikes, they prefer not to have potholes. So we said we can pave this road right into the camp. Everybody can use their bicycles safely.
See, the whole idea was that to give the resident a healthy life. That's how we pitched it, that we need to secure the roads, and to secure the roads, obviously we need the grant, and once we have that, then maybe cyclists can use that road to go to the camp.
Mm-hmm. So they're not specifically asking for a bike lane then?
No, not specifically.
Not specifically, but then that's what I'm saying, that's why I said a big if we get it.
Well, that's the whole thing too. It's difficult now even to walk Center Road, walk it, because the ditches are so deep and then it's just wide enough for vehicles. Like there's really no place to, let alone ride a bike.
It costs so much to put bike lanes in.
We had a review done by the engineering firm, and to do center road with the bike lane was an extra $1 million.
A lot of rock cuts, a lot of culverts. Think about it, eh? You know, it takes a lot. Go 6 feet wider, you go 10 feet wider with your ditches and rock, and big job.
I'm just not sure. You say you've gone year by year, and that's the type of thing that would be useful, I think. And as you say, that's going to change with requests of the people and what we can afford, what roads are in worse shape. But I'm thinking, looking at the different roads and the debenture approach, if necessary, and look at the year and what would be done and the cost. Like this chart you refer here, they don't have any dates on it, of course. It's just cost, right?
No, it is. Because if you
wrong.
Look at the year of replacement by director of operation, it says you, those are the roads by done by 2024, 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have
their
off sheet.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
it's
the right
map.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Back
column.
Two. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And be sure you turn it over too, because there is information on the back as well.
Yeah. Is that broken down enough for us? I don't know.
There's this one here. So there's this side.
And then, of course, we
it's
hear
after page 42 here.
What Councillor Keckin was saying, that there's certain roads
there
deteriorating faster than others.
Oh, yeah.
Plus
yeah. Well, as weather related,
right.
Like if we had a nice, cold, typical weather, it would have been no big deal. But
mm-hmm.
This thawing and freezing and thawing and rain and whatever, it's just terrible. And high flow, the amount of traffic was by 3 times the amount of traffic on the roads now, at least.
Yeah.
And the high flow just will not stand up to it. Yeah. On the main roads, it's great for the lakeside and the stuff like that. That's perfect. But for our main loop around the lake there, I don't know what's worth it. We got to do something fast.
And I think the perception of the municipality working on a baseball diamond and people driving roads every day and saying, what are they thinking?
Yeah,
but they don't realize they get a grant for that. We're not getting grants for the roads.
Yeah.
That's the perception
you
have, though.
That's it.
But the perception is there because we can't announce about where the money's coming from for the ball field.
Not until it's done.
Until NOHFC tells us.
I know. That's all. Well, we got it today until it's done.
At least the rumors are there.
Right.
Well, now it is.
But anyways, that's what the narrative is going to be, that they got money to spend on a baseball diamond, but I drive on this road every day and my car gets destroyed.
Cool.
You know?
So, Roshan, for $650,000, 5% of that, for your debenture.
Debenture, yeah.
Third. Over what, 5 years? $100,000 a year, would we be smart, or would we have to go longer?
Yeah, 5 years, yeah.
So $25,000. Really? It's only 5%, right? Is that what it is?
Okay.
Well, maybe a little $30,000.
Well,
in interest.
Per year, I can't do basic math like
overall,
that.
But I mean,
you're
the banker.
I could do it, but I can't do it while we're talking.
Just
it's just not easy.
Interest would be $30,000 on
$600,000,
right? By if you calculate by 5%. So if you include the capital, then maybe $20,000-$30,000 extra. So you're looking at $50,000-$60,000 every year.
50 to 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you include the capital.
If you
for 10 years.
15 years.
Five, depends.
$600,000. Your principal, plus a total of $30,000 in interest.
Yeah.
Over. So you're talking
per year.
Per year.
I'm not.
But it's a declining balance, so it would be less
than
that. Especially by year five, it would be a lot less than that if you paid $100,000, $100 and a quarter.
Yeah.
Something per year. If you want, I can do it, but I'm doing it on a calculator, not on a spreadsheet. So
what I'm getting at is $30,000 is
is minimal.
Price
is minimal. It
things
we
may
shouldn't
go
even
up
be,
that much.
We shouldn't have
year.
To discuss it. Is what I'm getting at. It's just a matter of do we want to go in debt for it, and I think it is a good idea.
So to get the road done this year. At the end of when we're done paying the debenture, we paid $30,000 to borrow that money.
Right?
Yeah.
So
if we just,
Ballpark, yeah.
And but we still have to pay, you know, it probably would be wiser to do a 10-year debenture so that we're paying back $70,000 a year, because otherwise it's a pretty big hit on the budget. If we have difficulty, if we're raising the, you know, proposing to raise the tax rate by, say, 6.5% to generate generating $240,000 approximately. So we would have to, if we were going to pay back 150, if we did in 5 years, and we're going to pay back 100,000, 150,000, approximately 125,000 a year, we would have to increase the tax rate if we kept it consistent with this year and what approximately was last year. You have to raise the taxes by 9% next year.
But maybe only for 2 years, because in maybe by 2026, reassessment will be done. So there will be more revenue.
But the reassessment, we're not going to just say, oh my gosh, we won the jackpot, and then all of a sudden have the tax rate the way it is today, because then person who's getting a $1,000 tax bill is going to be getting a $2,000 tax bill if we align with what the reassessment is, but we don't adjust our tax rate to decrease so that it aligns with what we need for our budget needs.
The cost over 5 years is $87,500 at 5%, right? And it would end up being paid off at the end of year five. So, I mean, just so everybody understands what that is, because every year it decreases, our interest cost decreases too. So
how much are you borrowing?
$600,000.
How can it be $87,000 for 5 years? Because 5 times 9 is $450,000.
It's a declining balance.
But
so after year one, we pay back
$600,000. That's your principal. You have to pay back that principal, which is $600,000.
Plus interest.
I understand. Trust me, I know how to calculate interest. I spent years doing it manually. Right, so the balance at the end of year one is 475. The next year is 350. The next year is 225. The next year is 100. And by the end of the fifth year, you've paid it off. So you're only paying on the outstanding amount of interest, right? Unless you're telling me that a debenture works differently, but I can't imagine that would ever be true. We pay on the outstanding balance, and as it declines, we pay less interest. If we only own half the amount, then we only have to pay half the interest.
It doesn't make any sense at all if you're borrowing $600,000.
No.
And you divide that by 5 years, just paying the principal is $115,000.
Yeah.
Just the principal, not with your interest on top of that.
Yeah,
I was just talking about the interest amount. I wasn't talking about the principal. I said we had to pay $600,000. Right?
It's very costly, but we got to do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
We got to manage the township. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, it's kind of early to start doing financial planning and Herdville Road and all that. I'm thinking, do the section you're planning on this year, but do we actually get the plan in place to do all of the Herdville Road the year after? Applying for grants, whatever we don't get in grants, well, then we debenture and do all the Herdville Road. I think it's going to be all due by then, pretty much. You could pick sections.
No,
of,
I just don't
that's
even
just
go
dumb.
With the sections, just get it.
You'll
done.
Get more criticism. Oh, look what nice road, and look what they left there, kind of things. So I would say, because it's due before the balance of the center road, like we could probably skip a year or two of the center road, probably, and not have people.
If you got that center section, so we can patch up or not. So Herdville Road, that's $1.8 million.
To do the whole thing.
You know, like, yeah, so if you're thinking you're going to go big, so 1.2 to get you to basically Bell's Hill for stockpile. So to go on to Four Corners with the big culvert I got to put in, you're probably another 600,000 to get you that far.
Right, so Bell's
covering
right in Herdville. Yeah.
So what we have 1.2. To do, what we were suggesting before, see if we can switch them and switch the center one over to Herdville to do that part, and then prepare for next year and see if any other grants for that come in.
Yeah, so if we decide to borrow for next year, that's $1.2 million. That'll get us to Bell's Hill. That's the majority of the bad.
Yeah.
This year we're going to micro seal from the site of Jack's on into Broadbent. So then we have that section from Bell's to, I still have the big culvert to put in there at Hemlock.
Yeah.
So I got to change that out. So that flat that's all gone, pollard holy, we're not going to worry about that too much right now because I do have to change the culverts. So, and then when I change the culverts, it'll be asphalt on top of the culverts, so I'll do the flat while I'm there. And that'll help, that'll buy us some time on that end of the road.
Yeah.
Then we can go out the other way. It's an idea. Whether it all works or not. So you want to switch it around?
See if it's an option. See if that's an option. If then we can discuss it further.
Yeah.
Everyone will have a chance by that time to drive Central Road, the entire thing, and all of Hurtville, and you know, make a judgment. It's, I think it's quite obvious which sections you can drive
yeah.
60 kilometers an hour and which ones you can't.
Yeah, I'm with Mike. The drive here from Broadbent is okay, except for the odd, you know, or a culvert's been changed or something, and kind of thing. Overall, it's okay, but I've noticed really in the last month, going to Hurdville from Broadbent, you're dodging, and sometimes when you hit some of those bumps, no, it can be all patched up and everything, but I think at some point the taxpayers are going
to
say, well, they've already been making fun of, you know, is out there patching and
in
not
the rain,
gaining
patching
anything.
Holes in rain,
yeah.
Because
it's
going to be minus 15 that night.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And I think what really seems bad, you come off McDougal Road and you swing on to her and right away it's just chewed
right
all
away.
The,
yeah.
Oh, and it's like, wow, which township has been treating their ratepayers better, McDougal or McKellar?
Careful right? what you're saying there, because McDougal has a big debt.
Yeah.
For what they've done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who's treating them better? And that's a
we're saving, a little bit of money
yeah.
for our taxpayers.
Yeah, and you're almost to a situation, too, putting up some kind of counter in that. I mean, where does it, the traffic flow, where's the heaviest traffic flow? Is it Hurdville? Is it Center Road because of where the transfer station is located? What's
that's why that this end is the way it is.
Right.
It's probably the busiest section in the whole township.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is this end of Center Road.
And if there's any construction going on, are there more trucks on Hurdville Road these
yep.
days as opposed to Center Road? I don't know. But
that's what, so that's what deteriorated Hurdville Road so quickly anyways. Was it all the 124 construction? Because they were all
right.
rerouting around, and same to Center Road. They really got used
yeah.
a lot during that
yeah.
time.
That makes sense.
And, you know, now we're putting up with bruised roads, is
yeah.
basically, and they're just deteriorating.
Yeah, but I think it's a lot to do with, like you said, it's the winter we have.
It is. It's
because
it's
any other year you go and you think, look at McKellar's roads compared to Seaman.
Yes.
Well,
just last year. Last year, they were pretty good. We fixed up Center
yeah.
Road and did that patch, or Prairieville Road and did that patching, and then all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah. So.
Well, Roshan, if you can actually hold your nose and work on some of those debentures and see what it would look like.
Yeah,
that
would be
options.
Good. Like having the scenarios of what the Infrastructure Ontario debentures,
interest rate.
Yeah, interest rates and how payment, how it would play out.
So it costs us $670,000 for a $600,000 job.
Really?
And I think one thing that was always stressed, I don't know whether you mentioned it or who, that the people down the road, 5, 6, 7 years sort of thing, they're also paying for it, not just the people today. So that's the whole idea of an adventure.
Yeah,
yeah that's
yeah.
a good point.
And it's fair doing it that way because then you have a sort of split. If you do it 50%, is getting paid now and 50% in the future, I think that's a fair way of you know, ensuring that you have the assets that you need.
Yep.
I mean, we have been putting some money away for construction, but the bloody bridge is just a thorn in our butts.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's we,
that
so
it's water under the bridge?
It's water under the bridge, yeah. But, you know, we had planned for this, or I did, plan for this anyways, that we're going to eventually have to double up. There's going to be a year we have to double up the 3 kilometers and stretch it into 6.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to be this year or next year, it has to be done. If not, we're never going to get caught up. We're just going to be treading water. We're never going to get caught up. If we do 2 sections at once, we'll be caught up. Then we can continue our 3 kilometers, something we can afford going ahead. You know, it's just trying to get there. Although, by the time we get done our sections, we have to restart over again.
Yeah.
We don't want to be doing that. No.
So another big expense is the Herdville Bridge. So the $250,000 of imminent repairs due to the collision. So do we receive, is there any insurance claim on that? Is there any
amount? There will be,
So whatever we spend, we should be getting back?
Except for 50,000 over days, isn't it? Yeah, 50,000.
Okay, just because looking at the asset management plan, it was indicating that, I believe if it was for 2024, there was actually $500,000 of work that was required to be done on Herdville Bridge.
Yeah, well.
Not gonna happen.
It's hard to judge the asset management, the actual figures that are in there, because the in-homes is a good example.
Yeah.
What do they have there? I can't imagine. It was half a million.
Oh, no, we can't go back. Those prices are, we really can't. And you know, yes, it was nice to get a third party in to have a look at the bridge and tell us what they thought, but they kind of kicked us in the butt for, you know, it didn't do us any good having that done, that study done. We had to stuck with the old study, grant money would be a more appropriate, like we could apply for funding. No, but they've said, right, the bridge was in good shape. Really, you don't want to hear that. You know, it is, it's in good shape, except for the railing. It's a single bridge, but it's still in good shape. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be like that bridge on the 124 there when they were taking it out, you know, in McKellar.
Oh yeah.
It was like they couldn't believe they couldn't get it apart.
Well,
the cement was so thick.
So putting the railings on Herdville Bridge, that's probably going to buy you 25 years.
That's good.
You know, like realistically.
Okay.
And that was one of the things that was stated in the asset management plan that needed to be done on Herdville Bridge.
Anyways. Yeah.
So if we're getting the 200,000 back, then is that, if there's an insurance claim, are we getting $200,000 back on Herdville Bridge?
We don't know how much they're going to, like, I might be able to, depends on the insurance, there should be more, there should be my time, and there should be a lot more, there's studies, that, so there should be a lot more money.
What are you thinking, Roshan?
We haven't put the claim yet, so.
Okay.
So when does the claim go in?
2 years. You got 2 years from the day.
Because they require the inspection report from Bob.
And we have that?
No.
It's not finished.
And plus they want the quote from the people or the companies who want to do the railing, and we don't have both, so that's why.
When Bob gets back, he knows he's been working on the design, but it's such an old bridge.
Okay.
Not that it's deteriorated, it's such an old style bridge. That it's, you know, is it going to be $200,000? Is it going to be $250,000? It could be $400,000. We really don't know yet until Bob has it completed and the RFPs come back, right? I really don't know. But most of that will be covered by insurance.
Okay,
so there's no use of anticipating we're getting $200,000 because $200,000 is going out in this budget, and if we knew $200,000 was coming in, then we would know that that would be cost neutral at the end. So we can't anticipate that at this point in time.
I mean, Bob's coming back there shortly, so and he has started working on it. So as
the insurance we're talking about is the township's insurance.
Yeah, municipal insurance.
The vehicle that damaged it, did that fellow have insurance?
Yeah.
And what portion does he have to pay?
Well, that's up to, so this is where we kind of stay back and the
okay.
insurance companies fight it out.
Okay.
So our insurance company is probably going to say it's $400,000. They're going to want to go to his insurance company and say, pay out. So it's going to cost us $50,000. Like I said, it could be $400,000, it could be $200,000. That's up to the insurance company just to hammer that one out.
Okay.
It's 50, no matter what. If it's $200,000 or $400,000, our share is $50,000.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's our deductible for that.
Just like it was.
It's like home. Every blade bridge has been hit in the last.
Yeah, exactly. Just like in homes. Right?
Like in homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once Bob comes back, is the plan just go ahead and do the work, no matter what insurance companies have said, and just submit the bill and say, okay, well.
That's basically what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to have some control, but yeah, that's what it's
going to
be.
Pretty much what you got to
do.
Because
he keeps bugging me about, an update, and I'm like, he's in Florida, but.
So is the 50,000 included in here? Like you're saying, regardless, we have to pay 50,000.
This is 250, so 50,000 he was talking about, it was in-home bridge framework.
Oh,
yeah.
That you're talking about.
Yeah, so we haven't got any money from, the reason he didn't get the money, because when we put a claim for the Hartwell Bridge, they required the documentation about the railing and the port and everything, so we didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So the claim is open, but then since we don't have any paperwork, so we are just kind of...
No, I thought he meant 50,000 for...
So,
but if this was just me having an accident and, you know, somebody else ran into me, then I wouldn't want to be paying my deductible. The fellow who damaged me should be paying my deductible. I mean, and again, I'm not talking about bridges because I don't know the first thing about them, but just the general insurance principle is the at-fault person would have to pay those things. The person who's not at fault wouldn't have to pay, well, probably something, but, you know, certainly not 50 grand,
yeah.
Right?
But then again, you know, the insurance would like to know the how much damage is that, and obviously the bridge is such an old, and you know, there are not many people who can basically review that kind of bridge, so that's why they want a quote from the Bob, because
they're
assuming that Bob.
That's fair. I don't have a problem with that, but I mean just.
So we have allocated 250,000 in the budget for Hurdville Bridge.
Yeah, it's here.
Okay.
Awesome. We really don't know.
What page is that, Rochelle?
It's on page 23, so is it okay? Since
right.
now
Sorry.
We are talking
yeah.
about the capital, so council is okay with that, 250,000 for the Hartwell Bridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
see it.
Especially if it ties in with the insurance claim.
Yeah.
And if we're lucky, maybe next year we'll get a big check, you know, when the insurance companies commit to covering the damage that was done.
Yeah.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed and maybe we'll get a lot of that back. But I think it just get the work done and submit the bills to them and say, you know, we want our money.
Yeah, well, hopefully when, like, I assume by April, Bob will have something for us and
yeah.
we can put out RFP and
mm-hmm.
or Bob can write up a tender for us, whatever works,
yeah.
and we'll get it out there and get the work done this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah for sure. Oh, and then, the electronic signs are going up too.
Oh, okay. 124.
Yep.
So you got the MTO approval.
Yeah.
That was sooner than you thought, wasn't it?
Yeah. It 6 months to more, basically 4 months.
Yeah.
So
when do you think they'll go up?
I told them I want them up by April 1st, and that's what the permit's for. It's from April 1st.
So is it for a year?
Yeah.
So you have
to. I'll come whatever February next year. I'll ask for an extension. See if I can get it. Just keep doing that.
Now that data you collected, can that help at all with the safety zone?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We already submitted last year's
right.
stuff to them, so yeah, that's all gone through what we collected last year.
Mm.
You know, and those signs are kind of unique. They do count cars too, so you're saying, somebody said something about counting cars on
yeah.
Center Road and whatever.
Yeah.
yeah. So they will do that for us.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just wondering, you know, I'm hoping it's effective. I wonder whether Whitestone's had any results through the village up there. But
yeah.
I'm not sure.
If they're using it for their community safety zone, yeah, I'm sure that's perfect.
So
perfect
is
data.
It, yeah.
Is it going to be on a trailer?
Yeah. We got to make our trailers and
whatever. Yeah.
It's not going to be pretty, but we'll paint them up and make them look as pretty as we can, but it's not going to look pretty.
Yeah, I just wish they were consistent in there. Is that one in Tarasso? I don't think that's on a trailer.
No.
I think that's mounted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for. What's wrong with these signs?
Yeah.
They got to be on trailers. I'll put two wheels on it. You know?
Take an axle off and just, you know,
yeah.
put it on the zip ties.
It's
put a pole in the ground and bolt two wheels
yeah.
onto the side
yeah.
of the pole.
Call it
a trailer hitch on it.
Exactly. So.
Rashawn, another dumb question. I apologize, but what's the correlation between the roads need study data in terms of roads and costs and things like that versus the asset management plan versus these things that we have in our budget document? In other words, are they at all connected?
So the roads need study needs to be done every 2 years.
Okay.
And asset management plan based on the road needs study. and road needs study doesn't cover all the core assets, doesn't talk about the bridges.
Right.
So that's why specifically it's just a road. And when Burnside was doing the asset management, they were looking, they actually looked at the road needs study
okay.
to finalize
okay.
Its asset management.
Because okay. I know Tatum gave us a gazillion spreadsheets anyhow,
yeah.
So. Okay. Thank you.
Is this an opportune time to talk about some other projects?
Yeah, since we are on the capital side, so I would appreciate if we talk on
right.
page 23, whatever capital side items are. So.
23,
or page 2 on the bottom?
Yeah, page from 2022 to 23. Report, I'm talking about
oh, that,
so
that third year, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I've written in some of my comments, I think. Yeah. Now, maybe some of these are not capital, I don't know. That's why I'd have to ask about it, but they mentioned the swings at broadband playground equipment.
Oh right.
And would that be a capital sort of thing? I mean, it's something that
depends on the cost. How much the cost is?
They used to be around 10,000-15,000.
Yeah,
I don't know what they
40.
Are now.
Yeah, it's capital.
40 now?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I looked into it last year or the year before.
That's like the playground set of, you know, some playing and stuff.
It's almost similar.
Oh,
well,
yeah, right.
About
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, bring something up. I know it's secondhand stuff, but Perry Sound just did a big, I think, Councillor McDonald, Chris McDonald's looking after, I guess they're replacing a lot of their playground in Perry Sound with new state-of-the-art and all this kind of stuff. And I forget how much they said they were spending, like, would there be any interest in us seeing if they were looking at disposing of that stuff? Not worth it.
Can we use it in
no, playground equipment. If I was to install it, I'd have to go on a 1 week course or something to even.
Right.
You know,
okay.
You just get play that stuff. You just get them in, let them do it, stay
okay.
back, and let them install it because there's liability, right? You know.
Oh,
yeah.
So here's an idea. $225,000 we got, maybe $250,000 for the bridge. We're going to get that lot of that back. Use that money for your playground equipment.
It'll just be off a year or two then.
Well,
because you don't know when you're getting that back.
Yeah, we might get it back this fall.
Yeah.
You know, you could throw it an RFP in the fall, like in August or September, and it'll be installed by in late fall.
Can that not come out of Parkland?
Well, we're kind of using up. Parkland, are we not to pay the
pool
revenue for the
oh,
pool?
Right, yeah.
That's the $58,000 for the pool.
Yeah.
From the pool.
We could have
sort
done
of.
Parkland Road.
Never mind, don't even go.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, whether we wait, so you're wondering whether to go ahead and try budget for it
right.
or.
Yeah.
I'll get some prices, and then when we're sorting things out and we look at what the priorities are, because I think we have more people who are requesting, you know, curb the road be done than the amount of people requesting playground equipment at any location.
Oh, no, I agree. And I mean, you're going to hear that all the time, of course, too. But, and when I first got on council, it should just be roads. That's where your money goes. Forget about a community center. Don't need it. We just need roads. And so the council has to make the call on how much do you put into cultural, how much do you put into the roads and all of the hardcore stuff. And so I'm just saying the request came and
yeah.
population has increased with kids down in that area apparently. So and it's something we tried to do. Well, you were involved with South Park opening that up because there's nothing down in that area. So
oh yeah, I think definitely if not this year, next year we have to look at it. And would there be any grants for anything like that? Do you know, Roseanne?
I kind of look into that. Maybe.
Yeah, that might be worth looking into for playground equipment. I don't know if Perry Sound got a grant for theirs, whether we could find out on that, Ina. Or
I
the, They might have used their grants the same, so we got it for the ball field, they may have applied it to their playground equipment.
Yeah.
Under the same grants.
So whether we should have a plan for not only maybe broadband, but other side projects, like Mike says, that you would only do after the roads are good, but if the grants come in, well, similar to the ball diamond, you kind of got to, if it's handed to you, the money, you should try
to
use it.
It.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I had on the list there is Lakeshore Launch. What, are we doing anything at all? We do have a study from Tatum.
No, yeah.
A sort of a review of the previous company that looked at it. Do we get an engineer in to look at options there, or is it something we should consider? Or can we go with what Tatum said? Is that enough for engineer information? And is there anything we have to do at all? So I guess that's the question. What do we do there?
What? it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Is it okay the way it is now?
Yeah. I mean, there's
The parking.
The parking is part of it. The backing across the road is the other major part of it. A lot of people don't know how to back up and they block off the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest hurdle is that down there.
But I think, like you're saying, to do it right, maybe, is that the right word? It's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, it's probably you're probably going to start at $250,000.
Yeah, that's
to. Well, what I'm thinking of is actually getting a plan in place, having somebody review it and see what could be done. Not only for there, I'm thinking of other projects too, like Fire 152, and to get some costs there, as we did for Deerfield, and the same with Moffitt. And those are all, I know they're not capital as such, but get an engineer study done on those different, so we can work ahead and have something in place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we can go with the in-house engineer, except that it takes quite a long time to get some projects done, so.
I'd say we maybe, for those kind of projects, that company right there would be the one to go to. He's pretty good, pretty quick. Okay, think we're done. Yeah.
Is that the road sneeze study? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to say it out loud.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't see exactly what
yeah.
it was, that's all. So.
So, you know what I mean? Like, they're fast, they're efficient. If it costs any more, I don't know, not likely. But you get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bigger company, so there's
right.
a lot more bodies, not two bodies.
Yeah.
So you can always use them for maybe those projects you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You get some studies done, spend $50,000 or $60,000, get those three or four projects in line
right.
for down the road.
Yeah.
Because we have the present one pretty well tied up with other things.
Yeah. He's busy. I got the, yeah. There's a couple of big projects here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to add something regarding the playground. We talked about the parkland, but so the as of December 31st, 2023, the parkland fund have money, $117,000 and change. So out of that, $50,000, I will use it for the pool. There will be remaining
$58,000.
So, obviously, the way the Planning Act, I already put in the wording in the report too. It says up to the 60% we can use in a year. So,
mm-hmm.
I already used the 60%. So, maybe in 2025, we can, if the council wants, we can use that fund for the playground.
Yeah, it's interesting how they worded it because I thought 60% had to be spent.
Yeah.
But then it says used or allocated.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what they really mean. Do you really have to physically spend it or just earmark it for something?
Yeah, that's the way the auditor mentioned it to me, that we can use that funding for the loan we pay for
right.
the tools.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You can use it for that.
Yeah.
So can we allocate the money that's left over for the playground equipment?
We can, but then again, the way the wording is about the 60%, that's why I'm kind of confused. You know, now if we allocate that, that's going to be 100% of the whatever fund it is.
Well, you can spend 100% as long as you have a parkland dedication fund set up to ensure that any money coming from, you know, the
severances,
from those severances, in lieu of payment. Like, or this is the payment in,
right.
In lieu of land
yeah.
donated.
Yeah.
So if you want to spend 100%, there's no reason why you wouldn't be able to spend.
Yeah, I think all this says is that you have to spend up
half,
to 60,
yeah.
But you could spend more, sure.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't want this account set up and not being used. It's sort of just a big reserve that some townships are saving, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's park land, putting playground equipment in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if council, like, you know, agrees, then maybe I can use that fund for the equipment.
Yeah, at least some of it. Maybe we could pull 10 G's out of a recreation reserve account, too. We do have, I think, approximately 30,000 there, which you pull a little bit out to replace the glass.
Yeah, we'll just, $3,000 or
something.
Yeah,
not much. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I want to get that clarified because it's just certain panes of glass, right? It's not the whole thing.
I don't know.
No. It's only 6 panes.
That's what I thought. Oh, I thought that price, that's a pretty good deal.
What's expensive?
Holy jumping ass.
Yeah, for 6 pieces of glass, it's. It'd be all of that $3,000. Might even be a little shy, but it's right around that mark.
Oh, boy.
And it's glass or plexiglass?
It's safety glass.
Yeah.
It shatters.
That shattered very easily.
Was that ready when they were installing it before?
Yeah.
I was going to get it done this fall, and I got thinking with the ball diamond there, I'm like, we're going to blast that, and sure as heck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One's going to go that way. Pretty good job, though. They're done. We got her filled in. The diamond's coming along already. Like, it just, bang, we got to get another one more cold day and we'll have another probably 60 loads in. Like, you'd be amazed the amount of material that's got to go in there.
Boy, yeah, you just
and what we already took in there.
Wow.
We probably, I think it was 670 loads was to go in there. And we probably, with the ditch material, we're probably around 480. To 500 or something.
Now imagine if you had to purchase that. You wouldn't be doing it.
Every one of these loads is that we bring in right now is saving us $25 a ton.
Oh,
yeah. It's a lot of money we're saving right now, doing it right now. If we waited another 2 months, we wouldn't be able to work out there. We'd be bringing in 2-inch, and it costs us $1 million to build that same ball field. It would. Yeah. What we're getting it for is a steal compared to what somebody else would have to pay.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's just going to open up all sorts of more parking possibilities.
Just the use, the land use. It's usable. There's I'm going to put a couple of picnic tables in down here by the water. You'd be able to go and have your picnic, and it's going to be nice down there. You know, right off the end of the ball field. Perfect.
Yeah,
it really is. It's
and the public's going to know what the cost was when.
Yes, probably July.
I mean, if they looked at the budget, they could figure it out. But how many looked that closely?
Yeah, no, it's, they wanted to have a little deal in the spring, but that's too early. Like, I wouldn't have time to get it done by May.
Yeah.
Probably more like July, yes. June, yes, but May is pushing it. We got gravel, calcium, we're busy. So right now, this is perfect winter. We don't
for
want
that,
anymore. So we
for that.
A little bit of cold weather, but
yeah, not for the roads.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, we're trying with the that parkland. Where is that in the? I couldn't find that figure. The 100.
Yeah, actually, looking at reserve, I made a mistake on the parkland fund. If you look at the page number 24,
right,
the parkland fund shows 28,290.
Right.
Should be 107. Let me give you the exact number. $116,727.53. That's a balance as of December 31st, 2023.
Okay, because I know you'd mentioned that figure, then I looked here and I couldn't see that where it was.
And out of that, 58,007 or $58,007.12 will come out for the pool, and the remaining balance will be $58,720.41.
And that will go towards the swims? Some
that's
of
the yeah,
some
you know,
of it?
Yeah, you know that. And how much is swim you're talking about?
40.
40.
That's just a starting, not the smallest stuff, but you know, something decent, but not extravagant.
Yeah, would be an idea maybe for Greg to go ahead and get a couple of quotations on, and then, then maybe Roseanne would have it to apply for any grant possibilities, and even if we wait till next year to do the playground equipment, at least. If we have the quotes in place,
then you have an idea.
And then
it might come in at $55,000. Who knows?
Yeah, so that might be a good start. And then whether Roseanne thinks you can have those quotes and then applying for any possibility of grants over the course of the next few months, or because we could probably wait till next year for the install, probably. In broadband and everything.
We need lots of resolutions. We're going to break them all now.
Next council meeting's going to be busy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And we like that.
Yeah.
Make us pass the resolutions.
Yeah.
It means things are being done.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, as I throw it, I know you mentioned this before, too. We talked about the ventures and roads and all these other things. The public works grant.
Yeah,
is that
I know. I just, there's not enough money. You know, we made it due this winter.
Yeah.
It's tight in there. It is what it is. Can we go on many more years like this without there being something ish? It's something we got to think about. Does it have to be done this year? No. Should we be putting money away? Perhaps. You know, every year that goes by, it goes up. Right?
Did we put anything away?
Did we put anything away? 100
yeah,
100,000
would be
yeah.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah,
so something.
Yeah. So, because you're at 6 now, right? So by the time we get around to doing it, if we do, 2 or 3 years, that 6 is going to be 7 probably, you know. It's just the way it works.
Yeah. Well, I like to see us continue on with looking at surplus lands and creating revenues there.
Right.
I think
a project that could have a surveyor, engineer, somebody involved and look at that. Yeah.
Some money there to me.
Yeah, and I don't, I guess that's another subject, but that's something that I like to see that progressing. I don't know,
yeah.
But did we give direction to staff to look at that, the 152 properties, to see whether there's any, there is direction, okay.
I thought, you had a certain outline there, number of lots, et cetera, and then Greg threw a wrench into it.
I took one lot away. That's too close to our property line, right?
There's a solution to that.
Okay.
<Bingo. laughs> When we talk next time, we talk about we want you in attendance, and then we can maybe finalize it. And
because a lot dealt with that envelope of the
pit.
Of the pit there, how far that extends.
Because that one area you were scared of. Well, the plan I
just
have,
wanted a buffer. I just wanted a bit larger buffer from away from the pit, like just for whatever reason.
I think there's a way around it by cutting the one lot shorter and make it wider to get the acres kind of thing. But that's a subject we should be trying to really progress on, that because I think that's the big step toward the bays on the garage. Two bays, right? You were talking, was it?
So
three.
It's three. It's the whole width of the building. I always envisioned two, and I can measure it out. And I thought, three. Maybe go in there. Yeah.
Oh, so Snowville Club.
Yeah.
So the buffer is over and above the footprint? Or is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just on the back side, so in the road further, it was just a little tight, and I'm thinking, man, if there's something ever, who knows, whatever happens, around Pitt City, so.
Yeah, I agree. So then, were we still considering then switching the Center Road project to the Herdville? Is that something we're leaving with Roseanne to?
Just want the clear direction on that one, so.
That should be priority before we leave here.
So are you not going to check to see whether you can switch?
Yeah, I will check with the grant
And if we can switch, then are we in agreement to do that?
Well,
we just
heard that Center Road is in much better
yeah.
shape, so
yeah.
That's the captain of the park.
Yeah. Yeah. Drive yourself and then you let me
know. I drove last week, I agree.
Yeah.
You talk to the people in Center Road, eh?
No,
no,
so at least now Roshan.
Well, we have a clear.
So if we cannot switch, then I will change it to the Hartwell.
Yeah.
Right?
So if we can't switch it,
then we're going to do that
dementia.
Other thing you said. No.
Thank you.
No.
Roshan is going to get some numbers from Infrastructure Ontario of what it would cost 5-year, 10-year.
But not only that, you also said about the if the grant, that's an if.
This is an if one. Yeah.
That's if one. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a big if.
Big if.
But
yeah. That's why we didn't want to mention because we are not sure even we will get
how
it.
How much of an if is it?
Yeah.
Big if.
When would you know?
A couple of months.
But in the meantime, you can give us figures and that for
yeah, sure.
the debenture and what it would change.
Definitely.
And Greg, do you think that we would need to have both those in our asset management? Or maybe Roshan, one of you said that anyhow. Just to show that it isn't just like a...
For Center and Hurdle Road?
Yeah.
They're in there.
Okay. So it doesn't look like we're fly by night.
No, we make sure we put them in there, especially for ones that we think we might have a chance for a grant. Make sure they're in there. It's the only way you're going to get a grant.
Yeah.
If it's not in your asset management, then you're not getting any.
Yeah. Okay.
For that, what you just said, you're not pulling it out.
Yeah. Flavor of the day. Yeah. Okay.
So on the same page 23 of the report, you know, you're talking about the capital. So Public Works, you know, wants to have a truck. 100,000. 100,000. So is council okay with that?
So that's to replace Greg's current 3-quarter ton?
Yes.
With a plow, and then that truck would be
parks,
and then phase out the one that's Public Works is smaller truck. That it seems pretty low.
You
reliable.
Know what? Why would we exactly?
I'm looking
we,
at the year. You know how much was dedicated.
I have no problem keeping it. What are we going to get for it?
Well, you won't get nothing.
Yeah. So even our 550, we can keep it now. We're not pounding it on plowing roads and stuff. You know what I mean? We're comfortable. What we're not comfortable with is backhoes.
Oh my gosh, looking at the numbers, the maintenance costs for
I
two
hate
of the
that
backhoes,
I hate
two
that
of them are over $20,000 over the last 3 years in maintenance costs, and I think it was the John Deere that was only $3,000 maintenance costs over the last 5 years.
Yep.
So, you know, at some point you have to look at if you're spending $10,000 a year on a backhoe in maintenance and repairs, you've got to draw the line someplace.
Exactly, that's my point. This case backhoe we have now, we've been running it. We took it from the dump because I just spent all that money on it and it was acting up. So we brought it back to the yard. And this week, and last, but this week mainly, we were trying to haul this sand in and stuff from the pit. We ran it for 3 days and it cost us almost $3,000 to run it for 3 days in repairs.
Hmm.
It's just,
what year is that one?
14. It just driving me crazy, this thing. It's not abuse repairs. It's just wear and tear repairs that never, should never have to do. It's nickel and diamond is what this backhoe is doing. It really is. So, anyways, John Deere's out of the dump now. It's a lot less maintenance to that one.
What year should John Deere?
02. And we're going to keep it until it dies.
Yeah.
What did the fire department do? They went through this new gov something to put it for sale?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That seems you gave a better price and you just put it out onto the market. You don't think anybody would pick up on
it? I sell everything on Kijiji.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I get way more money there than I would on gov deals.
Okay.
And, I'm not paying somebody the 10%
right.
or whatever it is. And
yeah.
I sold the grader on Kijiji.
Yeah.